Arthur Hayes adds 985K in ENA, lifting his Ethena stake to 2264 mer. Arthur Hayes, the co-founder of BitMEX, bought another 10.9 million ENA tokens worth roughly $985,000 on August 6, 2026, according to a Cointelegraph post citing on-chain tracking. The purchase brings his cumulative Ethena buys to 22.64 million tokens. It is his second sizable move into an Ethereum-adjacent asset in a week after he rotated back into ETH just 48 hours following a sale. The buy landed on a quiet tape. Bitcoin sat at 64,456 cents, up 0.5% on the day, and Ether traded at 1,896, up 1.6%, both as of August 6, 2026. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 39 in fear territory. Hayes added into weak sentiment rather than chasing a rally. The mechanics behind Ethena: Ethena issues USD, a synthetic dollar backed not by cash in a bank, but by a hedged crypto position. The protocol holds spot assets like ETH and shorts an equivalent amount of perpetual futures, so the combined position stays close to dollar neutral in price. The yield comes from staking income on the spot leg, plus the funding rate paid to short sellers when perpetual markets lean long. ENA is the governance token that sits on top of that machine. It does not directly earn the funding yield the way staked USD, SUSD does, so a bet on ENA is a bet on the protocol's growth. More USD in circulation, more fees, and more value routed to token holders over time. Hayes has argued in his own essays that funding rate carry is one of the few durable yield sources in crypto, which makes his repeated ENA buying consistent with a thesis rather than a punt. Reading the accumulation. Three details make this more than a headline whale trade. First, it is additive. The 10.9 million tokens stack onto an existing 11.74 million, so Hayes roughly doubled his position rather than dipping a toe. Averaging up into a name you already hold is a conviction pattern, not a hedge. Second, the timing. Buying during a fear reading and a flat market is the opposite of momentum chasing. It suggests he is pricing the asset off protocol fundamentals, synthetic dollar supply and funding conditions, not off ENA's chart. Third, the sequencing next to his ETH move. Ethena's engine runs on ETH collateral and Ethereum-based perpetual liquidity, so a bullish stance on ETH and a bullish stance on ENA rhyme. One trader's book is not a forecast, and a single wallet's activity can reverse without warning. Treat this as a data point on positioning, not a signal to copy. The competitive backdrop for synthetic dollars Ethena is scaling inside a crowded fight for on-chain dollar alternatives. Circle's USDC and Tether's USDT still dominate the fully reserved end of the market, while newer entrants push tokenized deposits and payment-focused stablecoins. Western Union recently launched a Solana-based stablecoin aimed at 175 million Visa merchants. And MasterCard closed its BVNK acquisition to own more of the stablecoin plumbing. Ethena's angle is different. It competes on yield, not on payments reach. That yield is also its risk. USDE's peg depends on funding rates staying positive or neutral. In a deep sustained bear market where perpetual funding turns negative for weeks, the hedge can cost money instead of earning it, which pressures the yield that draws deposits. Anyone weighing USDE for stable spending or stablecoin balances should understand that a synthetic dollar carries a different risk profile than a cash-reserved one. It is engineered stability, not custodied cash. For crypto card users, the practical link is indirect. USDE and SUSD are increasingly held as yield-bearing dollar substitutes in wallets that also fund spending. If synthetic dollars keep gaining share, more of the balances behind self-custody card setups may sit in instruments whose stability is maintained by an active hedge rather than a reserve account. That is a design trade-off worth knowing before you park spending money there.